Arrival of Over 33,000 Migrants Leaves Ireland Struggling to Find Doctors. By Peter Cattell on May 30, 2022. A recent surge of migrants in Ireland has left authorities in the country struggling to find doctors to treat new arrivals. Doctors are now the latest resource to be in short supply within the Irish state, with senior officials now admitting that they are struggling to find medical professionals to treat some of the tens of thousands of migrants who have arrived in the country this year. Over 30,000 new arrivals have landed on the island since Russia launched its special military operation in Ukraine, with some towns in the country seeing their populations double within a matter of weeks thanks to authorities promising to take in a limitless number of migrants. The consequences of Ireland's woke open borders policy to the crisis have been felt by the populace ever since, with the Irish Examiner reporting that doctors are the latest resource that have been put under pressure by the crisis. At an annual meeting of the Irish Medical Organization, one senior official emphasized that there were currently not enough general practitioners to service new arrivals, with County Clare, which is in the west of the country, being the worst affected. There are 3,000 refugees in Clare, the official said. The GPs in Clare are under incredible pressure because there aren't that many GPs in Clare. There is a lack of capacity in the system, she continued. If there are any medics here who would like to take on some work, get back on the register. There is plenty of work there. Meanwhile, the conference also heard that the cramped conditions arrivals from Ukraine were being kept in were resulting in Chinese coronavirus outbreaks, as junior doctors within the country's socialized health system are expected to vote overwhelmingly for industrial action over unacceptable work conditions. Having taken an almost completely open borders approach to migrants since the very beginning of the current crisis, Ireland has long since started to see the wheels come off of its humanitarian response, with ruling politicians in the country being secretly warned recently that they were risking the country's social cohesion by not reversing course. Despite this, there doesn't seem to be any sign of politicians hitting the brakes on the project, with new data showing that over 33,000 social security numbers have been given out to migrants ostensibly coming from Ukraine as of May 22. On paper, the majority of those given documents are women and children, although a small but notable amount of arrivals are also reported to be men between the ages of 20 and 59, as well as non-Ukrainian nationals. What the government is expecting to do in order to accommodate these new arrivals remains largely unknown, however, with rental accommodation across the Republic having almost entirely dried up and the country's tourism and transport infrastructure also reportedly being pushed to its limit. On top of all this, the country will also have to await the consequences of a near-blanket illegal migrant amnesty recently launched by the country's Justice Minister, Helen McEntee, with tens of thousands of illegals likely to be put on the pathway to citizenship through the scheme. Follow Peter Cattell on Twitter, at Peter_Cattell. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.